Part A.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Central Library Lecture Series. As you know, the library occasionally invites renowned researchers, scientists, and business professionals who are associated with our town. Today, linguistic anthropologist Russell Benedict made himself available to us. Dr. Benedict has long been interested in the correlations between language shift, language death, and cultural change. Just 2 weeks after his return from his long trip in Australia, he is now here to share his latest findings. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Benedict.
Thank you, Henry, and hello, everyone. Most of the residents in this town speak two languages, so I believe this is a great setting to address one of the oldest questions associated with languages. Does the language we speak shape the way we think? There are approximately 7,000 languages spoken around the world, although their roots have not been clarified. Each language has a unique set of sounds, different vocabulary, and, very interestingly, distinct structures. Some think that as we are physically alike regardless of our cultures and languages, our minds work alike. It also seems that every language can describe what is happening around us in the same way. But things are not that simple. Take the example of sense of direction. Could you please raise your hand if you think you have no sense of direction? I see a lot of hands. What if I'd asked the same question to the Kuuk Thaayore people in Australia whom I worked with? I'd have seen no hands. Why? Their language requires mentions of absolute directions, such as north and south, instead of relative directions like right and left. If they are asked, "Where are you going?" they will answer, "North-northeast, in the far distance." There, people have to use precise direction. In other words, the Kuuk Thaayore people have to orient themselves without a magnet in their bodies. With this language requirement, even 5-year-olds can stay oriented very well. In conclusion, the speakers of different languages have different cognitive abilities, which can affect how people see and think about the world. Here's another example, which may have consequences for our decisions in everyday life. Languages differ in how they describe events. In English, you say, "He broke the vase." Whereas in a language like Spanish, people might say, "The vase broke itself." English speakers mention who did it, but Spanish speakers don't. This difference can lead to a gap in what those speakers remember about the same accident. English speakers are more likely to remember who did it because their language requires them to say, "He did it." On the other hand, Spanish speakers are less likely to remember who did it, probably having an impression that it was an accident. Even if two people watch the same event, they may remember different things. More than that, if you remember who did it, you may blame and punish the person more. Language can have really broad effects not only on our cognitive abilities, but also on our ideas like blame and punishment or eyewitness memory.